Beverly boys basketball coach Matt Karakoudis has joined us, and they are playing host to Danvers tonight. Matt, you're one of the few games going on the North Shore tonight, certainly in the Northeastern Conference. But tell us about the season so far. You guys are off to that 5-1 start.
Yeah, Bill, we did get off to a really good start. We won our first five games, and we started out 5-0, which I think turned some heads, shocked some people. But to be honest, it didn't really shock us much. Anybody involved with the Beverly program, we knew we had a good team, and we knew we could put some wins together. We just lost our first game in the finals of the Tony Romano Christmas Classic up in Tewksbury, two host Tewksbury. So we're happy that we're playing the game tonight for sure, because it's been a week now since that loss, and we have a bad taste in our mouth. The kids are eager to get back on the court, and we've been away from home for five out of the six first games. We've only played one home game, so now we get a couple games back at home, so that's also nice.
All right, I need to ask you about your team, and maybe you can drop some names of Beverly players in on this, but describe your team as for strengths. Obviously, starting out 5-0, you have some strengths, whether it be backcourt, frontcourt, combinations of things, offense, defense, height, speed, all those things. Kind of fill me in as much as you can on Beverly boys basketball for this year.
Yeah, our strength definitely is how many people we can play during the game and play meaningful minutes. We're playing about nine guys a game. We've had four different people lead us in scoring in different games. We've had somebody come off the bench and score 16 points in a game. So that is our biggest strength, being able to have a different leading scorer every night, have five guys on the floor that can all score the basketball and defend the basketball. We're not a very tall team. We're lacking size, but we're making up for that with just hard work and effort. And we're getting up and down the floor nice. You know, we're averaging in the 70s for points, and we've been holding teams for the most part in the 50s. So that's a pretty good combination.
Gotcha. Well, throw some names at me there, Coach Karakoudis, from that will be, playing in tonight's game.
Yeah, we have two senior captains that start for us, Luigi Durain, who's a forward / shooting guard, and our point guard, Matt Rodding, has done an incredible job. We play two sophomores who we're expecting big things out of this year and going forward. I think their careers are off to great starts, and that's center Jack Crowley and shooting guard / forward Duncan Moreland. Those four guys are really doing well, scoring the basketball, rebounding the basketball. And then when we throw in our fifth starter, Toscani Abreu, who's a junior, who right now is averaging about 15 points a game for us and four assists, we're a pretty well-rounded team, 1 through 5. And then, like I said, our strength is bringing guys in off the bench, being able to play nine guys in a game and play them meaningful minutes.
Wow. Now, tell me about your philosophy on offense and defense. You kind of touched on it a little bit here, but I think that'll be a great summary, I think, as far as your approach as a first-year coach and the system you're bringing to Beverly.
Yeah. Offensively, our strategy is very simple. We try to push the ball in transition, and we try to spread the ball around. We're not going to have a 25-point-per-game scorer. We knew that going into the season. You know, the way we move the basketball, we're going to end up with four or five guys possibly averaging double digits, which in my opinion is far harder to stop than having one 25 or 30 point scorer per game. And defensively, it's just all about effort with us. We mix it up a lot. We play man, we play zone, we play pressure. And I think that's something that we've been able to do, especially because we lack the size, but we have plenty of athleticism and we have some length, even though we're not tall. We have some guys with some long arms. So defensively, it's pretty much the same as offensively. It's just, 100 miles per hour, but controlled, and just keeping the pace where we want it. And we want to dictate the pace on both ends of the floor.
Yeah. My last thought, Matt, would be this, is that I totally agree with you. Defending a team that is balanced is so much more difficult, I think, than when you have a Superman out there and you're defending one super scorer. And then, as you mentioned, getting that scoring from multiple people is so huge. And I think having those two sophomores in your lineup, when you see teams improve from one year to the next, it's not unusual to see underclassmen making that big contribution.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I could not be more excited with Jack and Duncan, the two sophomores. I think, you know, going in this, they're already doing a great job this year, and then moving forward as juniors and seniors, I think that duo, when they're seniors, is going to be very, very scary for teams in the Northeastern Conference.
All right. Well, Coach, I'm sure you're glad you're playing tonight, and best of luck this evening.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and believe me, we're very excited that the game is going to be on. There's nothing worse than trying to fit in a game, a makeup game down the road. Throws everything off.
You never know what's ahead of us, do we, in the wintertime.
That's for sure.
All right. There's Matt Karakoudis, boys basketball coach at Beverly High School. They're playing host to Danvers tonight in Beverly at 7.